podcast. And Mr. Remanap, welcome.
Hello, Mr. Hatton. How are you?
Very good. We are here with three very special guests, members of our Rotary Interact Club. Hello. Kaylee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. Kaylee Baya is the president of Rotary Interact, correct?
Yeah.
And we're here with two members at large, Mackenzie Emmert and Kara Tonberger.
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Very good. Let's start. Tell us, Kaylee, you're the president. Tell us a little bit about Rotary your group is involved in. Go ahead.
Well, we're basically a group that gives back to the community for really, I can't say no reward, but we want to go out and help. You know, we don't need incentive or anything. Mr. Fogle will email us periodically and say, hey, this club or this group, this organization needs some help. Can we show up this weekend? Say, yeah, sure, to highway cleanups, babysitting nights. We do two of those. We've done a food drive, pop can drive, just little stuff like that to get back to the community.
Mr. Fogle, being the advisor, our counselor here, yes. Is the advisor of Rotary.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mackenzie, what do you find to be the most rewarding part of being a Rotary?
I find the most rewarding part to be, like, seeing how happy people get, like, when you volunteer and help them. It's just, I just love helping people, and the outcome of helping people is always really good.
Great. Carol, if someone wants to join Interact, how can they join? And would you recommend it?
Of course I would recommend it. Mr. Fogle is really good at rallying people up by emails and stuff. It's just the big problem of people not checking their emails. But we do meetings every meeting period, and if we don't, we try to. And sometimes we have after-school meetings, just a couple brief minutes, explain what's going on, get everybody informed, and we're trying to get them in the announcements, but not very good at keeping track with those.
What are some upcoming projects you have on the horizon? Anything in particular?
Well, in April, we do a water week. It's basically to raise some money to get water filters over to, Africa? Is that where we're sending them?
Yes.
I think so,
that
yeah.
That was last year. Yeah.
Yeah. And we kind of do just a bunch of water-based games. I think we're going to try to get a dunk tank and do some bake sales and stuff. That's coming up. With following another babysitting night in April. That's a big event coming up.
Yeah. Tell us about those babysitting nights. I'm sure it's pretty wild.
Yeah, definitely.
Any good stories from that?
I've had a couple cookies dropped on the floor. That's interesting, with a glob of
icing. So you're teaching them 5 second rules?
Yep, definitely.
I'm sure the parents will love to hear that.
Yeah.
What is? Tell us about the babysitting night. What it is, so maybe some parents out there might be listening. Might take advantage of it. What is that all about?
Well, on typically a Saturday night, you can just drop your kids off at, usually do it at Oakwood. We have snacks, cookie decorating, nail polish, the gym's open with all the toys.
Face paint.
Board games. It's just kind of, and then a movie at the end. So it's just kind of a night for you guys to go out, do what you want to do, and we'll entertain your kids for a couple hours.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you go just by donations, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. My kids will be there next time.
All right. Counting on it.
Good.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, girls, for your service. Thanks for being here today, and we appreciate your work.
We do appreciate all you do for us. You're excellent role models for our students, and your dedication to services. Thanks so much.
Thank you.